Okay, welcome back.
Wow, I even got a clap today.
Yeah, let's go. My tea time's in 45 minutes. With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done. Get the show on the road.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
The Pink Panther. You're the Pink Panther.
Because I'm wearing pink pants?
No. Because you solve crimes. Like Jacques Lousteau. So what are we doing today?
You're very excited. He's going to keep things moving.
We're going to move along today.
Because what are you going to do?
I'm going to go play golf.
Yeah, he has a tea time.
I'm going to go play the greatest game to ever come out of Scotland.
Oh, God.
We're going to play golf.
This is your favorite bit of all.
We're going to take a club and we're going to hit a lead ball into a gopher hole.
Yeah.
That's the game of golf.
Yeah. And if you haven't heard this skit, you really should look it up. It's amazing. It's the funniest skit that he ever did.
Robin Williams. What a champ.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
You said that already.
Yep. I'm also reminding
people. If we're going to keep reminding ourselves of things, we're never going to finish the show, ma'am.
You're stressing me out.
I'm so excited.
No. You're excited to finish this so
that's
that
correct.
You can go do something
else. It's going
to
be the best show. Going to keep it rolling.
Can you just...
You can subscribe or you cannot. We don't care. It's not going to impact my tea time. So, what are we talking about today? Uncomfortable silences.
Wait.
Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Stop it.
You lose.
If you like what you see, there's a subscribe button that I'm putting right here. Hit that subscribe button. Join us every week while we do something ridiculous like today. Mr. I need to go play golf in 45 minutes is holding his breath because he wants to talk about uncomfortable silences. He wants to make you all so uncomfortable that you're just going to leave so that he can leave. Is that what's happening here? I don't like uncomfortable silences. Have you seen that trend that's been going around? That's like, oh, my mom is incapable of doing this one thing. And then everybody stands there in uncomfortable silence. And the mom keeps talking and keeps talking and keeps talking. And she just can't shut up. Come on, say something. This is really making me uncomfortable. Stop. Stop it. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I did. Stop it. You're freaking me out. I can do this too. No, I can't. I don't want to.
You can't last 10 seconds.
No, I don't even think I lasted 3.
You didn't start.
I had a
beautiful minute of joy, of silence, of
I'm so happy for you.
Quiet contemplation about the beauty of the game of golf.
You can't do quiet contemplation while you're recording a podcast. It's just not possible.
How else is one supposed to do a podcast about quiet contemplation?
That's not the topic of today's podcast.
If you keep interrupting.
That is not the topic today.
What is the topic?
I want to talk about how in our home, there are two types of decisions made. And I think that this is...
Good decisions and poor decisions.
No. I think that this is something that a lot of couples can relate to. Families that make decisions based on emotion and families that make decisions based on logic.
Okay.
And how do you find a balance between the two? Because we had a perfect example of one yesterday.
While you contemplate in silence, I will tell the people what you did to us yesterday.
Okay.
She left us. She left the state. She just left us alone. And she said, I'll see you when I see you.
That?
Please hold your lips.
That is such a crock.
And then we looked around. Zara and I, we looked around. We didn't know what to do. We hugged. We had a moment, said, okay, it's just me and you now. And then we cried some more. But then we moved on. We cleaned the kitchen. We made dinner plans. We went to the mall. We got a smoothie, bought her some clothes, bought you a Pink Panther pant in case you decided to return. And you did.
Yeah.
To our absolute joy.
7 hours later.
Yeah, you realized you had made a terrible mistake and you turned around and
you came home.
But we were waiting for you.
Yeah.
We didn't hold it against you.
Uh-huh.
We didn't make you feel guilty.
By the way, he's been saying this since I got back yesterday.
Yeah. We've been reminding you that you're loved here.
Yeah.
And there's no need to run away.
Yeah. So now can I tell them we're just a family of three. Okay, now can I tell them?
We'd hate to be a family of two.
Can I tell them what happened?
We thought we were losing two. But one of you came home. Liar. One of you saw the error in your ways and you returned home.
Yeah.
And for that, we're grateful.
Thanks. Yesterday,
you left a note.
Shh. Contemplate something, anything. Yesterday, our son went to camp for the next 3 weeks. The camp was 3 hours away. And all of a sudden, Friday night, he looks over at me and he says, "Do we really have to drive 3 hours to drop him off?" And I said, "Well, that's where the camp is. So yes, I'm assuming that we have to drive 3 hours to drop him off." And he said, "Doesn't he have a friend that's going?" And I said, "No, his friend is already there." "Well, isn't his family going up? Because it's also Parents' Day. So can't he just go with that friend?" And I said, "No, I'm going to drop him off. Our kid is going for the next 3 weeks. And I wanted to drop him off." And he said, "Okay, have fun."
And I said, "I'll stay up for 3 hours with him." And I bonded with him in the comfort of my own home.
No, you didn't.
And then you left.
No, you didn't.
You took him. You left a note and you said, "We'll see you when we see you."
No, you didn't.
And me and Zara hugged it out and we cried.
We all went. You actually went to sleep first Friday night.
That's not how I remember it.
Because you were dreaming.
It may not be the way it occurred. It may, but it may not.
You were fully asleep. I was up with the kids on Friday night. I was the last one to go to bed. And then I was the one to drive him up yesterday.
I told the lad he had to do weeding and garbaging before leaving.
I know. You gave
and
him
he did.
Chores before he left.
Well, he's leaving for the whole summer. That's how you show your anger in passive-aggressive way. You make him do the garbage and you make him do the weeding. Well, that's so what I did.
So this got me thinking about how you and I make decisions based on logic and emotion.
That's you.
Yes.
You thought you would get along better if you sat in a car for 7 hours.
We had a lovely time.
I had a lovely time with him since he's been born.
Yes. But I had a really, really nice time just driving up, listening to music, chatting, and enjoying like that drive. It was really, really wonderful.
I really loved having a nice milkshake with my daughter.
Why couldn't you have a milkshake in the car with your daughter and your son?
This is a one-on-one bonding moment.
Okay, so that was your goal.
I had a bond with my daughter. You had a bond with your son.
Yeah, but then I had to drive back by myself for 3 hours.
This is why I told you to send him with the neighbor's father.
I didn't want to send
him. There was a car going. It could have taken the package.
So
you followed the neighbor's vehicle for 3 hours?
No,
you're crazy.
I didn't.
That's not no way to behave.
So that's the difference.
Bad for the environment.
That's the difference between like a lot of couples. Like you have this sort of dilemma that happens in families where one person goes based on complete logic and one person goes based on complete emotion. And this was one of those scenarios where it was like, okay, it didn't matter to me. If you wanted to go, you went. And if I wouldn't have gone, you would have gone.
Yes.
Because it would have been the logic.
The neighbor lives 3 minutes away.
Would you really have sent him with the neighbor?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
There's no doubt. I would offer to pick up the neighbor's son in 3 weeks when the camp was done.
But I told you they're taking the bus back.
Well, if he can take the bus back, why can't he go there with the neighbor? There'll be no bonding on the way back. I can offer to pick him up and he'll say, "No, Dad, I'll take the bus with me friends."
Yes.
I'll see you at the park and I'll say, "Son, I'll meet you there. We'll go for a nice 2-hour drive by walk." Around the neighborhood. We'll hold hands, we'll tell stories.
So anyway, so we'll that's what joys. Ended up happening. And now for the last 24 hours
but
since I've been
us.
Back, he's been saying that I left them.
So today,
yeah,
I will get out of the way
yeah.
so you can repair the damage you caused with your daughter.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm going to golf.
Yeah.
For you and your daughter.
So
and you say I don't think with the heart.
You're going to play golf with your friends.
Well, should I go play golf with your friends?
No.
So then?
My friends don't play golf.
I have friends.
Yes.
Who play golf.
Yes. Okay, fine.
I said, "Hey, friend." So can he's I come going hang out play... with you? My daughter needs time with her mother. She's felt abandoned. So take me away from the home. Her love for her father has never been stronger. I was there for her when she needed him most.
Yesterday.
When she lost her brother and her mother in a swift swell of a Rivian leaving the driveway. Did you see us running down the road screaming, "Help! Don't go! We need you!"
Jay did was...
We didn't even have shoes on. We didn't realize till the blood was dripping from our heels.
Oh my God.
What had happened to us.
Jay actually got out of the car. He said, they look so sad.
And we got a hug from him, but not from you. That's
because
why.
Because I was coming back the same, very same day.
We just don't know sometimes. What if you loved the camp and you stayed for 3 hours?
You're ridiculous.
We didn't know these things. We cried. We held each other. We put peroxide on our bleeding legs.
Oh my God. Let's running down the road. Let's take a break for a word from our sponsors.
Is it Tylenol? Be right back. Is it hydrogen peroxide? Who's the sponsor?
Shh.
Aching hearts. This is very interesting.
What?
I got glasses, you're wearing them.
My eyes were hurting.
So you took mine.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to start until later in life.
These are blue light glasses. But I spend a lot more time on my phone.
This is a podcast, it's audio.
My eyes just needed a little TLC.
Why didn't you get your own?
I think I will. I wanted to try them out.
So you made me buy them.
Yeah.
So you could steal them and try them out.
Yeah. They work. I spent a little time on their website. You know you can try the glasses
on virtually?
That's what I did.
You sent me these.
I think, can I just keep
why
these
did you,
you
why
get
did you
own?
Involve me in the process is my question. What was the point? It was cool, I'll admit, where yeah. I clicked the thing and then it popped on my face.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked by how that technology works, I'll admit, because they happened to be in the mall.
Oh, you tried these on?
I found them.
Yeah.
And they were the same.
Yeah.
So it was like the same thing I picked from online from like their glasses filter.
Honestly, the process was so easy, whether you're doing it at home, whether you're doing it in the store. Even when you go to the stores, there are people there to help you and they have really good sense of what looks good on whose face.
You seem to know a lot about glasses that I bought.
You filtered it down to like the best 4 or 5 options if you're looking for eyewear, whether it's glasses, contact lenses, or just a pair of blue light glasses. Warby Parker's the place to go. They're super affordable. The glasses start at just $95 and the process is really, really easy. Do you want anti-reflect? Do you want blue light? Do you want sunglass options?
Like again, you know a lot for someone who didn't buy the glasses. But just I'll to steal them off my face.
I'll give you your glasses back. Warby Parker has over 270 locations to help you find your next pair of glasses. You can also head over to warbyparker.com/Sheena right now to try on any pair virtually. That's warbyparker.com/Sheena. warbyparker.com/Sheena.
Give me my glasses. And we're back.
Oh my God, I thought we were
I tricked you. Trid sleeping.
No. Bring
it Can't
back.
Believe you fell for that.
Bring it
You're
back.
So gullibly.
Bring it back.
Do you know if you pronounce orange backwards, it sounds like gullible?
No, it doesn't.
Try.
No, it doesn't. This is not my first rodeo with you or any other figment of your imagination.
Okay. Why did you pause the show?
We did a quick ad break.
Yeah, but now what were we discussing?
We're
yes, how you're bonding with your daughter today. Me wife broke me daughter's heart.
Oh my God.
If we get out of the way, I can establish again some level of love in the home.
So you're doing this for us?
Yes.
So what if I came, when you came home and I said to you, oh my God, you abandoned us all day.
When?
Today.
When I go play golf?
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're going to abandon us.
Yes.
And then you'll come home after 4 hours or 5 hours, your round of golf sometimes.
It'll be 2 hours. I only play 9 for fear of damaging my daughter's heart.
Okay. So then you're going to come back. I'm going to tell you, your daughter's going to feel abandoned.
Okay.
And then
and
you're
I'll give her a hug. I'll look at her. She'll wink at me and say, it's okay. We've already played this game.
Who, you and her?
Yeah, she knows the emotional tricks you try to use on her.
Okay.
I've trained her well.
Okay.
She's got a logical brain.
Yeah. She actually, she's like a really good balance of both.
She is. So is the other one.
He's more logical. He's much more logical.
Yeah, I've had more time to train him.
Okay.
The little one's still in work in progress.
So the emotional side of me knows what you're doing right now.
And what am I doing?
You're trying to like logic the, you're trying to logic this.
What else would a logical brain do?
Yeah, but you're not though. Like you're emotionally trying to logic this, if that makes sense.
Segway.
What segue?
Segway coming?
What segue? This is not a segue.
It's a segue. I learned your hand gestures.
I really want to talk about this. Like you're joking
okay,
around
talk
about
it.
But I what think that in know? A home, you need both. You need this logic and you this. Need this emotion. You need to yes. do this. There but you when go. You try to manipulate a person using your logical brain, it's not a healthy scenario. What are you doing?
I'm following your hand cues.
No, you're not.
Do you make them fight? Do they kiss? Do they merge?
They merge. But you shouldn't take your logical brain and try to manipulate the emotional.
How did I do that?
By telling me that I broke my kids.
Do you think she really believes? No. Do you really believe that? No. Are you mentally all there? That you think your genius of a child believed you abandoned her because you drove for 3 hours?
No.
So why are you talking like you're actually an imbecile who believed that story that we made up for jokes?
You're
Have
ridiculous.
You seen your daughter laugh when I tell that story?
Yes.
If you left for 3 weeks, I would never say something like that because it would have been true.
No. Nobody in this house is feeling abandoned by anybody.
But then why are you doing this?
Because I think
why
it's
are you
really
doing
important.
Hand puppets?
It's really important to have both.
But we do have both.
Yeah, it's important to have both.
We have logic.
Yeah.
Primary on my side. Emotional primary on your side.
Yes.
And when we get together, we make some pretty good decisions.
Yes, we do.
Well balanced.
Yes, we do.
And our but kid I think doesn't it's also, think you actually no, left
I
know. Her.
But I think it's also important to like I have to stop sometimes and question whether or not I'm making a more emotionally driven or more logically driven response or solving a problem in that way. And whether or not you're doing the same. And generally, you lead with logic. I lead with emotion.
Correct.
But I think it's really important to talk about those two in a home.
Because you're emotional. Yes. A logical person's like, why would we talk? We did it. We made the right decision.
Move no, on. Not. See, that's the thing. Not every logical decision is the right decision. Because when you're dealing with emotion, sometimes the decision is not necessarily black and white.
I agree.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because nothing could always be the right answer.
Exactly.
Logically speaking.
Oh my God.
It's true. Can oh my you? God, you broke me out.
I did.
I was doing so well.
I was hoping oh, that you would
no,
just forget.
Oh no, you made it so serious and then I forgot my guy. Now it would be cheating if I brought him back.
Yes, it would be cheating. This guy's woken up. I love it.
Oh man, you broke me.
No, but I do think that you need both in a home.
What do you think? You think there's some people that are like just both logical?
Yeah.
You don't need anything anywhere, actually.
What do you need?
You just need to put in your best effort. That's all. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You don't need to think, oh, was this right? Was this wrong? Is it emotional? Is it logical?
See, I don't believe that. I believe that you need to reflect.
Okay, but if you do, maybe your next decisions are informed by it.
Yeah.
But if you don't reflect,
yeah,
the next time you see a scenario, it will automatically come back to you if it had a negative outcome.
Will it though?
Yeah, like you put your hand in a fire.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, ooh, yeah, let me think.
But that's
for
like a really drastic example, right? But sometimes you make these decisions, these small little decisions, and you say, oh, it could have gone the other way. It could have been better this way. But it wasn't so drastic that it really imprinted on you.
Yeah, so then it's a small error. So the next time, maybe you'll make that small error again. And you say, hey, I knew this. Yeah. That's twice now I've gotten a parking ticket for parking here.
Yeah.
But if you go home and spend 3 hours thinking, you know what, that was really bad. I shouldn't have parked there.
Yeah.
I should have looked for the signs. Yeah. Maybe you won't get the ticket the second time.
Yeah.
But you've sat there in like this ruminating state.
It's not a question valuable. Of ruminating. It's reflection. Like there's a difference between ruminating and reflecting. And I do think that this is a small little thing, this example that we're talking about, but often I feel like it's important to validate the duality of these like thoughts that we have. It could be a logical response, it could be an emotional response, or you could find something in the middle. Or this time you're going to go with the logical response, this time you're going to go with the emotional response. It doesn't always have to be the same either.
I don't do these things.
But that's what I'm saying. It's important to do those things.
Why?
Like, if I really would have felt like this was the wrong decision for you, then I would have told you, I really think that you should go with me.
Yeah.
And you then it's up to you to decide.
Yeah, I would have listened to you and decided.
Yeah.
But I didn't do any ruminating or reflecting.
Because it wasn't such a big deal. Okay, I have an example.
Yeah.
I have a really, really serious example.
Ayo.
Of okay. one that I'm so grateful that I trusted my emotional response.
Yeah.
And your logical response was challenged. And ultimately, you ended up coming with me. And so, okay, let me back up. My grandfather had a fall a few years ago. He fell and he broke his hip. And he was in perfect health until that point. Like, he had no issues. He was super independent. He was super self-sufficient. He did everything for himself. And he was, there was nothing wrong with him per se. He was just older. And when he fell, all that was wrong was his hip was broken. There was nothing else wrong with his health. And I remember thinking to myself, I want to go to Montreal. My grandfather's about to have surgery on his hip. This might be the last time I see my grandfather. And you said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the health of your grandfather. Why would you even think that, that this might be the last time you see him? And I said, I don't know, but I don't want to take that chance. I'm going. You don't have to go, but I'm going. And you said, okay, I will go and be with you. And you drove to Montreal with me. And we left our kids here. We had friends here and we left them. And you asked me, you said, you want to leave the kids here with our friends? We only have 2 days. There was like a logical reason to actually stay here and plan out, maybe go the following weekend. And I said, no, I'm going. And my emotions were completely driving that. And we went to Montreal and we stayed for a day and a half. And then we saw my grandfather, we spent time with the family, and we couldn't even stay for his actual surgery. We left before his surgery even happened, and we came back home. And that was the last time I saw my grandfather. He passed away a few weeks later, and before I got back to Montreal, before we both got back. So that was the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
And it was one of those choices that if you only went with the logical response, you may not have seen him.
Yeah.
And so I feel like in that moment, you kind of followed my lead and you went with me.
It was important to you.
It was.
I don't think that's like, there are scenarios where things work out.
Yeah.
And there are scenarios where things don't work out.
Yeah.
And if we would have not gone.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been fair to beat yourself up.
Yeah.
If you had not gone, maybe you would have gone the next week. Like, who knows, right? But I think it's a good example of what we were talking about before in terms of there's certain personalities that stop and reflect. And there's a very thin line between reflection and rumination.
Yes.
And I don't know how to distinguish those properly.
Yeah.
So maybe I stay away from both more than you need to. But if you want to do something and it's important to you, it's not for me a difference between switching, so to speak, from a logical mindset to an emotional mindset. And for you, I don't think you're capable of switching from an emotional mindset to a logical mindset. I think what we each do and what makes us work is that we've been with each other for so long that if you put yourself in my shoes, you try to think of it from my mindset, you automatically get a logical lens.
Yeah.
And I can do the same thing with you. I say, okay, well, how would she or why does she feel this way?
Yeah.
And I get a little bit more of that emotional mindset.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm not changing how I think about things. I'm just respecting how you think about things more and more. That's and I think fair. You do the same with me. You're like, okay, he does not like long drives. Yeah. Like if this was many years ago, I either would have gone on that drive with you or it wouldn't have been like a non-issue, right? You'd have been like, why? You'd be ruminating on the fact, why am I doing this drive?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you taking him or why aren't you coming with me? But this time it was very simple.
Yeah.
It was, there's no need for both of us to go. Zara also had no desire to spend 7 hours in a car.
Yeah.
Not fair to her.
Yeah.
So one of us has to go.
Yeah.
And I told you, I don't think it makes sense from my mindset to sit in a car for 7 hours. If it were Zara going, I may have had a different response. Because Zara might feel it if we don't take her.
We both didn't take
or
her.
Or one of us or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Jay feels zero different about me and zero different about you.
Yeah.
Because you drove him there.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't operate that way.
Yeah.
So if I would have said to him, hey, I don't think me or mama need to spend 7 hours in a car today. Why don't you go with your friend's parents who are driving up anyways? This is not like some random person, right?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah. His best friend's parents.
He sleeps at their house. Like, yeah. This isn't just some random person.
Yep.
So I would have for sure sent him
yeah.
with them.
Yeah.
And I would have offered to go pick them up
yeah.
in return so they wouldn't have to make the trip.
Yeah.
And if they said, oh, there's a bus bringing them back or, you know, we're going to pick them up, no yeah. worries. I would have been fine with that also.
Yeah.
Because the friend's father went to this camp. So there's all this nostalgia. There's all these other elements.
Yeah.
So for me, I had no issue
yeah.
with him going and I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But with your granddad situation, it was obviously so much more emotional.
Of course.
Like if I could go back in time, and what I've learned to do more since then is I don't state my logical view. I don't want to even say logical. I don't state my point of view as quickly as I once did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to see if I want to respond or not.
Mm-hmm.
And more now, I don't say what my first thought is. And I'm saying, okay, let's see for the betterment of our family what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that was one of those situations where it actually worked out that way,
mm-hmm.
where I didn't think we needed to go. Nobody thought this was like terminal,
right?
Right. So I didn't think we needed to go. We had things, we had our kids here, but you were feeling this hard. And at that point, I said, okay, it's fine if the kids are with somebody else for, you know, a few days.
Mm-hmm.
For our collective betterment, it's good that we go.
Yeah.
Like, let's go and you'll get that comfort that yeah. you saw him and he's fine and he's going to go through a certain... That was my thinking, not, oh my God, what if she's right? What if this is the last time? That never even... Like, it was impossible.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't have happened that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, let's go. We'll spend time. We'll see the family, but at least you will feel better.
Yeah.
And that's where, honestly, where my, you know, my thought process was coming from.
Right. And, you know, I do think that over the years, we used to dismiss each other's driving, like, thought process more than we do now. You're right. We do take into consideration how or why the other person is reacting a certain way. And I think it's healthier. Just because a person is thinking a certain way doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only way that your family should react or vice versa. And I feel like we really take the time to listen to each other or to if a person feels very strongly about that in that moment, we let that person guide yeah. a little bit more.
We've learned to be less argumentative mm-hmm. about our views and more respective about the other person's views
for like the betterment of the whole
yeah for the collective right
yeah.
like we're better off that way. And you and I don't have a relationship where we get to tell each other what to do very
yeah.
much, like
yeah.
we just don't
yeah.
Some people are better that way. Some people don't have the ability to push forward with their own decisions.
Yeah.
I don't mean like mundane day-to-day things, but there are certain times where in a relationship, you have one party that's way stronger than the other and like drives
yeah.
everything. And the second person is happy to be in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Like they don't want to be the lead for all these things.
Yeah.
You and I have a flow where we flip flop in that yeah. depending on what it is and
yeah.
what's going on. And we've just learned that over time.
Yeah.
Which is one of the benefits of fighting through relationships. Like you can come out the other side yeah. and you just sort of acknowledge that you can't change things and you just take it for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. I go play golf.
Wait.
I thought we want to do like the Irish goodbye.
Your Irish guy's gone.
That's Scottish.
Oh, you're Scottish.
I'm back. You called me an Irishman.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
He is Scottish.
Can you not tell? You got something else you want to say?
I don't. I actually think that we covered everything.
You always have to make it serious.
I'm sorry.
We can't just sit here and have a good time. And
we did. We had a great time.
Have a few
we
beers.
Had like 4.5 minutes of like Real talk.
I know, but it weighs on your heart.
Yeah, it does. So thank you for humoring me.
I humor you every day. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
I don't. Why do people say that?
What, humor you?
Yeah, thank you for humoring me.
Like, thanks for listening.
Yeah, indulging me.
Yeah.
But humoring you.
Yeah.
You never thank me.
I thank you all the time.
You thanked me yesterday.
Oh my God.